right, good to have you along for the conversation as we continue here. Live from Dallas, Texas at CPAC. Good to have you here for sure. And my next guest, Ted Harvey, chairman of the committee to defeat the president. Ted, good to have you back on the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Hope you're having a good time in Dallas.
Well, you know, it was 106 degrees when I landed, and I thought that was a bit sharp. So I asked my Uber driver, nice young lady who's lived here for 10 or 12 years, said, is this unusual? She goes, no, it's summertime.
Yep.
And I'm like,
exactly.
Summer in Texas, 106. You know, old guys like me, we don't take that very well. Old fat white guys, we don't take that very well. I'm just telling you. Anyhow, Ted, good to have you here. And a lot of good speakers here at CPAC in the next 4 days. We'll tell people about that as we go forward. Donald Trump will be here on Saturday. Tudor Dixon, who just won the Republican primary for governor in Michigan, will be here Saturday to give an address. We'll talk about all of that. But I want to talk to you about Kamala Harris, because I think that we'd be in a lot better shape in this country if we had a good vice president, because I think Joe Biden would be ushered out the door and back under his couch in Delaware so he could hide. But instead, we have a person who might be the most incompetent. How she ever became an elected senator in the state of California is baffling to me, Ted, because Kamala Harris is the most incompetent person, the most disliked person in government, maybe in my lifetime, right?
Well, it tells you how bad the bench is of Democrat leaders in California for her to be a United States senator, an attorney general, and then to be picked as the vice president. Tells you how weak the Democrat bench is nationally. She is, you know, everybody always says she's the insurance policy for Joe Biden, and it's true. She is the most incompetent person I've ever seen.
Yeah, and so here's the thing. What do you do? Because I think it's fair to say that a lot of folks, me included, believe that Joe Biden is ripe for being asked to leave. Ripe for being asked to leave, because look, we see him out there. He forgets what's going on. He misspeaks. If he doesn't have a prompt, if he doesn't have somebody telling him, you stand here, you sit up, you sip your water. I mean, he's got note cards to function. It is really... Well, it's frightening, isn't it?
It is. And you see him walking off stage in the middle of talking. He can't be, when his wife is talking, he walks off stage. This is embarrassing. And he's the leader of the most powerful country on the face of the earth. But then you see every time Kamala Harris speaks, she can't put two sentences together either. So we're in a tough situation. And I hate to say it, but I blame every single person that voted for these jokers to put them in this position and put our country in this position.
Well, I'm truly disappointed. You know, and look, I get why people didn't like Donald Trump. I get it. He was abrasive. He was rough. He was sharp-tongued. He was sharp-elbowed. I get all of that. But for the people that today continue to be never-Trumpers or whatever, you know, at some point, grow up, admit you were wrong because you were wrong. And what Donald Trump was doing for this country was far better than anything that this group of clowns has done for us since, which is weaken us completely, wouldn't you say?
And I think the polls are proving that out. Every poll that comes out right now says that it's the Democrat Party that's running our economy into the ground. And the majority of Democrats don't want Joe Biden to be the nominee in 2024. So I think the American people have concluded that, and I think that's why you're going to see a humongous red wave in November for the Republicans, and I think we're going to take back the House and the Senate. And if after Donald Trump's endorsements, it's going to be a very, very conservative caucus going into the 2022 elections with good MAGA Republicans that are going to take over the House and the Senate.
Well, I have to ask you about Kansas, because here a lot of people know about Kansas and that they're frightened that the Kansas voters rejected the abortion amendment and so forth. But honestly, I don't think that people are – I think they're giving it too much weight, because it was not something that's just cut and dry. There are some different nuances to that vote, I believe. And I think the liberal media running say, look, 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 look. No, I think at the end of the day, it's still the economy. It's still a lot of other factors, and abortion is not going to be the bellwether that they would hope.
Well, abortion is the number one issue for the Democrats, and I don't care.
It's the only issue they have.
Or Colorado or nationally, that's the only issue the Democrats have is the ability to continue to kill babies in the womb up to 7 months. I mean, up to 7 pounds. And I think the vote in Kansas was a confusing vote. Should we take the issue out of the Constitution, and a no vote was yes, let's take it out of Constitution, or should we keep it there? And it was an opposite position for that. And so I think it was confusing for the voters, and I think that you can't judge the results of this election based on how that came out, because I think it was very confusing for the voters. And I think in the future you will see a different vote come down that will be much more clear, and I think you'll get a different answer.
I believe you're exactly right. I think that there's more to that than just simply saying, oh, yeah, look. No, I don't think it's that easy. So I think that if the Democrats can tie their entire wagon to that, that's fine. I think they're going to be disappointed if they do. That's for sure.
Without a doubt. But that's what the media will always run with is the abortion issue, because that's really the only thing that they care about, unless it has to do with LGBTQ issues as well, which is what the far left is pushing on our kids in America. And that's why you see the moms across the country standing up and saying, not my kids. And that's resulting in a revolution as well.
Well, here you go. I mean, you can look at this. You've got here's a poll for you. The polls with Joe Biden, 38%, 38%, 38%. There's a special election coming up in Minnesota's first congressional district. The Republican is leading there by several points. It is incredible that at this juncture, Republicans are picking up special elections. You saw what happened in Texas 34. You saw what's happening in other places. I think that's the real bellwether, and I think that's the thing that if Democrats want to ignore the obvious, they're going to pay for it. And you're right about conservative candidates, you know, whether it's Carrie Lake, who's going to win the Republican nomination for governor in Arizona, Tudor Dixon, who won the Republican nomination for governor in Michigan. Yeah, there are some big things coming, Ted. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think if you saw, if you were paying attention to what happened on Tuesday night, you saw Trump win over 95% of all of the candidates that he has endorsed. The Republican Party is a very conservative, America First party. And you look at what the Democrats have, and the Democrats are running away from Joe Biden and doing everything they can to separate themselves from this administration. I think you're going to see a red wave like we've never seen before. I bet we pick up probably 40 seats in the House and we'll take back the Senate.
I think it could be higher, Ted. I think it could be higher. Real Clear Politics says the average is 25 seat pickup. I think it's going to be higher than that, higher than 40, but that's just me. Maybe I'm an optimist. Ted Harvey, chairman of the committee to defeat the president.
So.
I have to run, my friend. We'll talk soon.
God bless, buddy. Take care.
There you have it. Live from Dallas. We'll be right back. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson. It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Each Friday, you can win premium play prizes and bonus entries into a grand prize giveaway. Visit SoaringEagle.com for details.
What a fascinating career for Michael Fulmer, who was traded to the Minnesota Twins at the trade deadline. Fulmer originally came to the Tigers in a trade deadline deal of his own in 2015. And what a pickup he was. Fulmer debuted in 2016, was voted Rookie of the Year. He had a WAR of 9.5 his first 2 years. After Tommy John surgery wiped out 2019, Fulmer came back in 2020, then reinvented himself as a reliever in 2021. He had to learn a whole new approach to his job, pitching one inning at a time, and he did it incredibly well. Fulmer's just one of those good people you love having around. A hard worker, a fierce competitor, but quick with a smile, generous with his time, always willing to talk about his craft. Here's hoping Fulmer helps the Twins down the stretch and re-signs with the Tigers in the offseason.